Happy Easter, everyone. On behalf of Father Brian and Father Joe and our deacons and our staff, we hope today and this whole Easter season is a time of great joy as you gather together to celebrate this most holy time of the year. As I sat down to prepare my Easter homily, I was struck by something that seemed rather strange to me, which was that my Good Friday homily came to me much more easily than my Easter homily. And I started to wonder if there was something wrong with me, if I'm drawn somehow more to the sorrow and suffering of Christ, the moment where it seemed like he was defeated, rather than the joy and the glory and the victory of this Easter Sunday. And yet, as I was waiting for something to come during that writer's block, I pondered this and I came to see that perhaps maybe this actually makes sense. Because when you think about it, the cross is actually often the more familiar mystery to us in our earthly life. Now, I don't mean that our lives on earth are devoid of all joy. Thanks be to God. We have our resurrection moments when we catch glimpses of the glory that our faith tells us God desires for us and has planned for us. But in many ways, our lives are much more marked by the cross. Not only does our mortality ever hang over us as a reality with which we have to grapple, as I saw the images this week of the Key Bridge collapsing in Baltimore, I was reminded of this, how quickly things can crumble in our lives, and even how quickly our lives can come to an end without warning. But on top of that, day after day, we face sickness, the struggle with temptation and sin, people and situations that try our patience, and so many other things. We speak of our lives as a daily grind. Our life is a struggle, a true way of the cross. And so Good Friday is such a gift to us because it reminds us that our Lord is with us in that struggle. When we look to the crucifix, when we kiss and venerate the wounds of Christ, we find consolation and grace to help us continue on. But we also need Easter, don't we? Easter tells us that no matter how heavy our cross may seem, no matter how difficult our way of the cross may be, it is worth it. On the other side of it, on the other side of the cross, on the other side of death suffered with Christ, there awaits a new and perfect life, a life unlike anything we have ever imagined or tasted here on earth. Jesus, when he rose from the dead on this most holy day, on this Easter Sunday, he wasn't just restored to life again, brought back like those who he raised from the dead, like Lazarus, or like people in our time who have near-death experiences and then come back to life again. Lazarus was going to die again, but not Jesus. Oh no. Lazarus came out of the tomb all tied up in those burial bands. But our Lord came out of the tomb leaving his burial cloths behind. He wasn't just called back to life. He had conquered death permanently. St. Paul last night in our Easter vigil put it this way in his letter to the Romans. Christ raised from the dead dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. His wounds are healed. And 40 days later, after his resurrection, his entire being, body and soul, is taken up into the glory of heaven, where those wounds now shine with radiant light. This is Easter. This is the good news that we need to hear. Because what is the lesson of this for all of us? that life on earth is a drudgery and we're just meant to bide our time, kind of sit around and wait until death frees us from this? Not at all. Nor is the lesson merely that we're supposed to trudge along our way of the cross with clenched hands and gloomy face. No, the lesson of today we learn from the apostles Peter and John in the gospel. What do we find them doing when they hear the news from Mary Magdalene? They are running. These men are running to the tomb. They don't yet understand what has happened. That will only come in time when they meet the risen Christ in person. Yet already now they're running to where Jesus had been placed, impelled by love for him. And this, I think, is the question that confronts us on this Easter morning. How am I living my earthly life, which, yes, is a way of the cross, and yet is also a gift from God? Every one of us receives our life as a gift from God who calls us into being. Am I biding my time or just trudging along in my life? Am I trying to suck every pleasure out of my earthly life as if this were it and I have to make the most of it or else? Or, in my life, am I running towards Jesus Christ? Am I impelled by love for him? Are my eyes on the prize of heavenly glory, which inspires me to make something beautiful of my life on earth? The Easter mystery is the heart of our faith. It's the crowning truth of our faith, the Catechism says. Because Easter tells us what we are made for, what our destiny is. God has made us for glory. Easter injects hope and joy into our hearts that are all too easily weighed down by the burdens of life. And that hope and joy infused into our souls on Easter makes us press on, makes us run even towards Christ, our only love. And so today, on this Easter Sunday, in the year 2024, in what way do you stand in need of this infusion of new life into your soul? Perhaps you need our Lord to give you grace to run to Mass every Sunday rather than treating the Lord's Day as just another part of the weekend. Maybe you need our Lord to draw you into deeper daily prayer to strengthen your resolve to meet him there by meditating on the mysteries of his life in sacred scripture, in the mysteries of the rosary. Is it perhaps that you stand in need of this new life, this infusion of hope and joy to help you live a more generous life in which you spend yourself out of love for others, resisting that tendency that's in all of our fallen hearts to settle for selfishness rather than making a gift of ourselves? Whatever it is, let us awake today from our slumber, filled anew with the joy and hope of this Easter day. Let's press on with great trust, even when the cross feels heavy. And let's learn from the apostles to run, to make our lives, if you will, a sprint to the risen Christ who wants to share the spoils and the glory of his victory with us. As Mother Teresa loved to repeat, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. So let us begin. St. Patrick, pray for us.